Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And today we have a special guest, Clifford Prevost of King 79 Vodka. How are you, Clifford?
I'm doing great, ladies. How y'all doing?
I am doing well. I'm just really happy to have you on the show. How are you doing, Ma?
Everything's wonderful on my end. Just can't wait for our toast.
We normally start the show with some icebreakers, but we're going to change things up a little bit today. Instead of asking you a series of questions, I'm going to ask you one really, really important question. So if you had the choice of being the richest man in the world for 10 years or being the most powerful man in the world for a lifetime, which one would you choose?
Oh, wow.
And why?
That is heavy. So, I like this because you threw me. I would say power. I want to be the most powerful.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us why.
And the reason why I say that is hopefully the state that I'm in now wouldn't change when I get that power. Because right now, I'm all about family, love, everyone winning, right? It doesn't do the world good if one side of the world is doing great and the other side is in, you know, peril. And it's just, to me, I want everybody to win. Everyone to be on even playing fields so we all can enjoy moments of life. So if I was powerful enough to do that, I would change that.
I love that answer.
Good.
Well thought out. So now it's definitely time for a toast.
You caught me off guard with that one. I like that.
Okay.
So we are, of course, going to toast with your King 79 Vodka. I hope everyone can see it.
Yeah, turn it around a little bit more, Pay. Yeah,
well, so don't let me turn it around too much.
You want to see the line on the front. Okay.
You see it?
Okay, good.
So here we go. I had it the opposite way. Okay. There we go. My bad. Okay. Before we begin, Clifford, I wanted to say that, you know, we've had great guests, of course, but you are the first guest to actually send us a complimentary bottle of your product, of your vodka.
Of course.
That's right. And thank you.
Come to somebody's house.
Thank you. And that's so sweet of you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Okay.
So Ma's going to lead us on a toast, which is dedicated to you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Ma.
Ready? All right.
I got to pour it. Mine's already
poured. So.
Oh, y'all doing it the real way. Y'all doing it nice and neat.
Oh, this is the way we do it. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Okay. You ready? Now, Clifford, you don't have to be drinking alcohol, but don't you have something to drink? You got anything?
I'm just gonna toast, ladies.
I'm sorry, but we're gonna toast without you.
I'm enjoying. I'm watching you all.
Okay. Here's to long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud to Clifford.
To
Clifford. To Clifford and King 79. Salud.
I dig it. Wow. Oh, wow. Y'all taking it up?
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Woo.
That's how the party started.
All right. Okay. So, now we're ready.
So, Clifford, 79 Vodka is a family-owned and operated business.
Correct.
Can you tell us how it got started and why did you choose vodka and not like tequila or rum, gin? What made you choose vodka?
Right. So, we got started right before COVID hit. So by trade, I'm a business development manager for an IT company. And when COVID hit, those things are kind of looking kind of rocky. So I was talking to my wife and told her what I really loved to do, which was to, you know, have my own brand. Because I've been in the business for a little while, way back in the day, doing sales for a vodka company. And I just loved it. So things were looking crazy. Didn't know if my job was going to hold us down. And I was like, it's now or never. Now or never. So I took everything we had, you know, the money to go and invest with the distillery and get my formula out. And we started producing right in between, you know, the hype of COVID when things are kind of going crazy. My first bottles were coming out and the reason why I did vodka, mm-hmm. two reasons, and it's just being transparent. One, yeah. it is extremely easy to make, right? Wow. I knew the recipe, it's not expensive. I could do that and get into the door. But second was definitely, I know how to make vodka. Okay. I've never done any tequila. You know, if it's tequila, it has to be from Mexico, right? So I'm a country boy. I'm here in Texas, Alabama, Georgia. You know, I ain't in Mexico. So, okay. so I'm like, okay. well, but it's funny that you asked that because those are things that I want to venture into now that I have the vodka game down. I want to get into a whiskey and a cognac and a tequila because I love everything. I mean, you see, I pretty much drink everything. Okay. You know, I have love for all the spirits out there. So.
Okay. And so what's the family dynamic? So who does what in the business? Who takes care of what?
Okay, so myself, of course, I make the vodka.
Okay.
And then I have my beautiful wife that pretty much does the day-to-day operations, make sure that I show up to these on time, which she's gone. So that's part of the reason why I was late too. Okay. So she keeps me lined up with all my promos and making sure when I have to travel to go to different places, she does that. Yeah. And she also keeps pretty much all of the finances in line. So when things are coming in, she handles the books, make sure we're doing good there. And now okay. I have three kids. I have two girls and a boy, right? And they range, my boy's 13, my girl's 11, my youngest, she's 8. Now, believe it or not, those are my, what I call my daddy don't do that, okay?
Okay.
They keep me in line and what's popping and what's, you know, to do the TikToks and everything. I go to them like, hey, should I do this TikTok? No, I don't do that TikTok. Do this one, you know, do that. So they kind of keep me in line what's going on with social media, what's still, you know, kind of current. So, yeah, I mean, we're all working together with that. And my label, if you look at the front of the label, that represents my entire family. We can get into that whenever you guys get ready. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. I like that.
All right. I like that too.
So can you tell us where you got the name King 79 Vodka from?
Yes. So the King 79, it's a little play on words, right? And without mm-hmm. us, you know, getting too deep into something, we'll save this for another podcast. But okay. growing up, I traveled a lot and been around a lot of people. And I never knew that, you know, being dark skinned was a thing until I came to the US and got down to, you know, my hometown and everything. And being able to adapt to that.
Where are you from?
I was actually born in Stuttgart, Germany.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was raised in Germany and kind of traveled around. And then my dad retired from the military in Alabama, where my whole family's from.
Okay.
We're all from
Alabama. Gotcha. Okay.
So like I said, it wasn't until then when I actually realized, okay, you know, dark skin is a thing. Like this is, you know, it's a separation going on here, right? And it was hard for me to identify, you know, and know that the royalty was in me. And I am a king. Doesn't matter if I was light skin, brown skin, dark skin, whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
So I had to find that identity in myself.
Right.
Build that in myself. So,
right.
so that's where the king comes from, right?
Okay. I love
and
that.
Then 79 is just the year I was born. So that I had to tell myself the day I was born, I was royalty. It doesn't matter what society thinks, it doesn't matter what the world thinks.
Oh, wow.
Color, I love that.
So that's where it came from.
Yeah,
I know you have something to say.
Oh, you know, I want to say something because with that whole thing, you know, two things. I know you probably haven't heard a lot of our podcasts, but I've done these kind of things before. About color.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is. Clifford, please don't let me. You know, go too deep into this because this really gets to me. It is about us being raped with these different shades.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart that people let it get in their head. They're not understanding that we were identified because our ancestors were victims of rape. And these were the slave master's kids that he was letting in the house.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't no the house nigga, the field nigga. It was, oh, those your kids.
Yeah.
You understand? Oh, those dads, those my kids.
Yeah.
You understand? It was just that simple.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. And Caucasians are colorists among themselves. Blonde, blue eyes. What percentage of them have natural blonde and blue eyes? 5, 10?
Very
the rest is out of a bottle. Okay? They're colorists among themselves.
I hear
okay?
you, yeah.
As you know, I don't want to go too deep. Because it just
We're going to get into that. We're going to dip. Okay. I would love to come back and do another.
So I just love it. I just love what you said.
And I appreciate that.
You know, just a simple thing. You know, Clifford, don't believe the hype. When I look at other Black people, I look at them and I hear this kind of stuff and I say to myself, are you out of your mind? Have you lost your mind? You're embracing this product of a crime. You're embracing this.
Yeah.
You know, I just, all right, I'm finished.
No.
No, it ain't a bad thing. That's what the show is. But
my had to give us a history lesson. She had
I know y'all gonna do some editing and all that. So me and mom, we gonna have another conversation.
Not much editing. Only if we get some dog barks or some silence. we don't edit what we say.
Ma's very real. She keeps it real, and I appreciate her for saying that. And Clifford, I appreciate you for bringing that subject.
I just wanted to hug you and co-sign on that. Having the awareness and intelligence to don't believe the hype. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. We are that. We are those people. We are that. You know, so I just love it. That's all.
I love it. I thank you. Thank you.
I thank you. Go ahead, Pat. Go ahead.
Well, I was
what you always talking.
I know. I'm gonna change it to something. Well, I was just gonna say that. So King 79 is currently sold in Houston and in Atlanta. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yep. Okay. And trying to get out to other stores, but
okay. Well, I was gonna ask, what is the typical Houston customer compared to the typical Atlanta customer?
Well, in Houston, the market is huge. Okay?
Okay.
It's a huge market there. And to build the clientele there, it's a little different than Atlanta, because Atlanta has this renaissance, so to speak, that's going on here, right? It's a little different where these brands are being, celebrated a lot more. So Houston is getting on to that they're starting to pick that up. But I'm killing the Atlanta market. Like they love the King 79 here. And I'm transparent. I tell my story. I let them know that, my brand is a legacy. Like, I want you to look at this label when I'm gone and understand that this is what this brand is standing for. It's not just, but in Houston, we're getting there. Right? So the market is different. So the customers here are very supportive, and while we're trying to trailblaze in the Houston market, I think we'll see that in the next coming year or so. They're going to pick up on what's going on here in Atlanta, and it's going to boom. So
okay. So let's change things up a little bit. We're going to do some pick-ems. So I want you to tell me which do you prefer, happy hours or after parties?
Oh, you playing games with me now. Mm-hmm. You playing games with me. Now listen, I'm the after party guy.
Okay. After party?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Boys trip or family getaway?
Oh, family getaway all day.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Play the lotto or go to the casino?
Neither. I love my money.
I keep my coins right here.
I ain't giving up nothing.
I don't blame you. Fantasy sports or live sports?
Live sports.
Okay, yeah. So who are your teams? I'm just, since you said that. So
y'all gonna embarrass me on here?
No. Listen, I'm a
Me. You like me. I don't have no teams. I got players, but I don't have any teams.
Right. I like players too, but I'm a Steelers fan, and you see how they're doing right now.
Okay, well, see that I could talk to you then, because I'm a Washington, used to be Redskin fan. You know, I grew up on the name.
The Commanders. Come on, do you like the name?
No, I don't want to talk about. I understand the transition from the Redskins. When you get older, you're like, okay, wait a minute.
That name should have been gone.
Yeah, that shouldn't even had, you know. Yeah. But the names that they're picking now, I don't like them. College. I'm an Alabama fan. I love my Alabama Crimson Tide.
Where
my roots are. Okay. And basketball, I'm a little in between because I was a Houston Rockets fan, so I lived in Houston for like 10 years. But my son, which I am, I'm a Rockets fan. I go see the Rockets. I love them. Okay. But my son, he likes the Hawks, so I've been watching the Hawks a little bit more and kind of, you know, so I can spend some more time with him when he's watching his game. So I'm becoming a Hawks fan.
Okay. I like that. All right. Yeah. Now, this is a real hard one. Cigar bar or strip club?
I have to say neither again. I'm not a big smoker. And, you know, of course, I'm a married man. So
I got you. That my husband better say the same thing, too. So I got you.
Right. So it does not need to be the strip club.
Right. The strip club.
Okay. Okay.
And finally, afternoon nap or Red Bull and vodka? And that's King 79 vodka.
Of course, it better be. I'm going to say Red Bull and vodka all day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. So what has been the biggest challenge that you faced since owning King 79 vodka? And how have you overcome the challenge?
Really trying to distinguish myself as, you know, being different, a different brand. Because everyone thinks all vodka is the same, odorless, tasteless, whatever the case may be. And I really worked hard to get the recipe to where this thing changes with you. So if you like it neat, or if you like it in the freezer, or you like it in a cocktail, I make it to blend into that. So that cocktail that you make, you won't taste that vodka at all, right? So trying to get people to understand that this is a different brand. This is not your brand that you've been drinking all your life. Like this is a different vodka. So the way I overcome
really
that
smooth.
Is
smooth. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know, it's really smooth. And that's really important for vodka, because you know vodka can have like a really hard aftertaste, and that hits smooth. So just want to let you know that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's what I was gonna get into next. It's real smooth. So if you try it in the freezer. I tell everybody, if you want to do shots of it, put that thing in the freezer and just sip it. I mean, it is delicious. Okay. So trying to get people to understand that, like, look, this is different, right?
Okay.
So getting them to taste it and you know, take it home and try it. And that's been a little bit of a challenge. But like I said, once I get you to taste it, I got you. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's something that you do better than anybody else that you know that you've incorporated it into your business?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, what you see is what you get. So I don't put on a show. I don't do the, you know, when I'm at the promo acting like whatever, like how I'm talking now, this is me in the promos. And I think a little bit of me being, you know, traveling, I made friends with, you know, French, Spanish, Nigerian, you know, Indian. I got friends that I love that I call my family from all over. So I don't see strangers. I don't see people that's different. Like you got different skin tone, you got different background, but we're family. So when I meet people in my promos, I build relationships with them. So that's one thing I think I do a little different than what I've seen a lot of people do. It's just, I just don't want you to buy my product. I want you to know why you buy it. And who I am, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you connect into your story. I love that. Okay. So if for some unfortunate reason I lost my taste buds, and this is the people who haven't tried King 79 Vodka, can you describe how it tastes to our listeners?
Yes. So you're going to get first reaction is a little bit of that 80 proof. It's going to give you that burn because it's strong. But on your palate, you're gonna get a nice, smooth, and creamy, especially if it's cold, coating that's gonna be a little bit refreshing for a vodka, right?
Yes.
You're gonna get that. After that, you're going to get the nice sweet notes of the 100% virgin corn that I use. So you're going to get all of that mixed in one. And it's going to hit you just like that. You're going to get that little burn, and you're going to get that smoothness, and you're going to get the coat of the sweetness that's going down. And like I said, if you put it in the freezer, you're going to get that nice heavy cream kind of feeling as it's being thick, you know, as you're drinking it. It's delightful. I can't deny that.
Okay, Clifford, I have a question.
Yes.
This one. Now, this is kind of a joke, but okay. I have a question. How many shots can I take before I have to worry about having a hangover?
Oh, that's a good one.
Can I have a good question. 3, 4, 5? Quick counting. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you this. So I'm gonna bring this back to you. I'm answering your question.
For me, Naomi. Go ahead.
Okay, Naomi. What do you normally drink? Are you a whiskey lady? You a bourbon? Are you?
You know what? Up until 5 years ago, I don't think I had ever drank any brown liquor bourbon or. Now I occasionally have bourbon.
Stop. Wait a minute. You saying stop? Wait. Let's bag it up.
What?
I said stop to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But I always did. You see, it became legal when I was 18. You could drink legally at 18.
Okay.
It has since gone to 21.
That's 20 years ago, Mom.
But a few years ago,
right.
When I was 18, okay, you could drink legally. And so I mostly drink wine to drink every kind of wine and rum, because you can make it into something sweet, you know, with the pina coladas and stuff, and vodka. To make a long story short, I was never a big drinker because I always drove. Okay, I always drove, you know.
Always
drove. So I never was one who would just drink a lot, you know. However, I always sipped. I was a constant drinker. You know, I generally didn't refuse a drink. I always had a sip, a couple of cocktails.
Vodka's getting to her.
So I normally drink right now. I'll tell you what I drink now, okay? The piss doesn't matter. Okay, let me bring them to date. Right now, we
don't
do
cocktails. Let Naomi finish.
We do 2 to 3 shows a week. Okay, so I normally drink a couple of drinks, you know, for each show.
Before the show, during, and after.
So I normally drink, I would say for the entire week, I don't drink more than 10, 12 drinks for the week. But divide that by 7 days, okay? Come on. Because I don't drink every day, okay? I don't drink every day, okay? And I only drink one drink at a time, all right? So, but anyhow. No, I'm what they call a social drink. I'm just a social drink.
He asked you, what did she drink?
What do I drink?
Okay, this...
Whatever's being served, okay?
Naomi, I'm going to say...
Am I answering this question? I thought this question was for you, Clifford. I think I'm answering this question.
The question exactly how I wanted to ask after that first shot. I'm going to see how that first shot did you. So right now...
You know, and I had one shot. And I really only had one shot.
So we had one shot today? Is that what we're saying?
That's it.
So far. Based off of your conversation right now, I think we're gonna leave you at 2 shots and that you're done.
Okay. Good. I'm only gonna have one more for the next segment. Okay.
That question that she asked was a good question, because a lot of people asked me that. So you know, you get these hangovers because one, if you drink entirely too much,
Okay.
Two, if they do not clean the spirit well enough to get all those impurities out of it, right?
Oh, wow.
And there's a way to find that out. There's a test. So when I was working with my master distiller, this guy named Pat, he taught me how to find top shelf product. So even if it's something that's $20 or it's $50, doesn't right. matter about the price. It doesn't right. matter about the advertisement. It's how they make it, right?
Okay.
So if you take a whiskey or a bourbon or a vodka, and you just take a little bit, just pour it in your hand, just a little, mm-hmm. right? And you heat it up in your hand.
Yeah.
What you're going to do after that, you're going to take it and smell it.
Okay.
If it starts to burn your nose and it's too hard, like you can't really breathe it in,
mm-hmm.
okay. it's not clean, right? It's not clean. And also, if it's real oily in your hands, if it's real oily and it's not evaporating as you're heating it up,
right.
that means good. A lot of junk in it. It's a lot of junk. It's not going to be good for your body. So those are the two things. Those are two things you want to look for is the odor, if it's too strong to smell in your hand, or okay. if it's taking a long time to dry up, because it's alcohol, it should evaporate. Right?
Okay.
So those are two things that you're gonna see. So
okay.
if you drink, you know, you can have two glasses of some trash and you'll have a hangover the next day.
I hear you.
But anybody that I've done tastings at my house, private events, and we have gone through some bottles, okay.
Okay.
And I always have people stay that at my house. You never leave. You come here to drink cocktails with me, you're gonna pack your bag. I don't want people leaving because I like to serve. So we're gonna do everything. We're gonna do all the cocktails. I'm gonna test some stuff on you. No one has complained about a hangover. No one has complained about being sick or anything. And that's because I clean my stuff. Like it's good. Yeah.
That is wonderful to know. I didn't know that. And you mm-hmm. answered one of my other questions I always like to ask. What would I expect if I visited your home? You already answered that.
You already
that's something I'll use it.
Oh yeah. We don't royal carpet. Royal red carpet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Clifford. I like that.
I love that.
Useful information for me personally. I think I've got a little trick. Okay. Good.
So let's pretend that we're at the Super Bowl, and of course the Commanders, of course, are in the Super Bowl.
You're wrong for that.
So Riri is performing at the halftime show. She's gotten you a suite, you and your wife, and there's going to be four more celebrities that are going to be joining you. So you have to pick one from each group. We're doing another.
That Riri is Rihanna, right?
Riri's Rihanna. I'm sorry. Okay. Riri's Rihanna.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So Drake or T.I.?
Oh, man. T.I.
Gotta be T.I. Atlanta.
Atlanta? Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. All got right. to.
Killer Mike or Stacey Abrams?
Killer Mike.
Any reason why? Or you don't have to answer if you don't want to say why.
I think he's a very conscious young man. I think what he's doing and just a very conscious guy. I think he's changing the narrative. So I like that.
Okay. Angela Bassett or Viola Davis?
Oh. Do I have to answer that?
You can say neither, either, or both.
Yeah, you can. It's only four. Ma, it's only four. No.
See, Ma's gonna give me a way out.
Listen, it's only room for,
I'm old school. I gotta say this. I'm old school.
Okay.
And I love Angela Bass. I love all the work she's done.
Okay.
However come.
Okay.
My girl, and these movies that she's doing now, and
you gonna go with Viola?
I gotta go with Viola.
Okay, I like that. Okay. And then final, I don't know if this is hard for you or not, LeBron James or Shaq?
LeBron James?
Okay.
LeBron James.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been following that guy since he was in high school, so I got a lot of respect for LeBron, what he's doing. And he's a family guy. I haven't heard anything about LeBron.
I love LeBron, I like both of them, but no contest LeBron hands down for me too.
And she said since she's making me pick, I gotta pick somebody. I like Shaq. I like Shaq. I'm old school. I like Shaq too.
yeah Okay. All right. So what's your top three favorite vodka cocktails?
All of them mine, of course, but King cocktail.
Of course, with Cuba King, but I'm just kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a cocktail called King cocktail, and it's more of a tropical. Man.
That's the name of the cocktail. Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the King cocktail. And it's just, you know, cranberry, mango, pineapple, lime. It's real refreshing.
Okay.
That's one that I like. Okay. I am a classic, you know, guy. I like it, you know, a little, you know, martini. Just shaking, you know, shaking, I stirred. And then the all-time favorite that I just grew up on before I even knew what drinking was for real, back in the day, was a Cosmopolitan. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The Cosmos are strong.
They are. They are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, too, there. Younger days.
So what meal or meals do you think pair best with your vodka?
Oh, I would say any seafood.
Any type of seafood.
Yeah, that's nice and Cajun, spicy. Because a lot of cocktails I make, they have like a little sweetness to it.
Okay.
So anything that's going to contrast that, you know, that Old Bay and that spice that go in there, any seafood, crab legs, lobster tail, anything like that.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
All right. We're doing another hypothetical, but
okay,
it's going to be real soon. So this is an after party, and of course, it's filled with celebrities, and the King 79 vodka is being served at this after party, of course. So you get to choose what table you want to sit at. So Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, Eminem, or Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, or Drake?
I'm going to sit at Drake table.
Drake table? Okay. Any reason why? You said Dre or Drake?
Dre. You did say Dre, right?
I said Dre, right. So,
yeah,
so
Dre. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit at Dre table because I grew up with NWA and all them boys, and his track record for me is just, you know, hands down when it comes to music. Okay. I ain't gonna talk about the other tape.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Mary J. Blige and Diddy or Timbaland and Missy?
Oh man. Timbaland and Missy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
they was running it for a while. Timbaland and Missy with them beats and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
man, back in the day.
Oh yeah.
You thinking of North, man? You thinking of like New York? That's where she's going,
Mary J.
Oh, okay,
that's good.
Oh, you know I love Mary J. Missy's cute too.
I like all of them.
I like them all, but if I got to pick, I'm going with Mary J.
You gonna sit with Mary J.
Oh yeah,
she's from New Jersey, New York. So
okay. You got a rep. You got to represent.
How about the cast of Fresh Prince or the cast of Martin?
Cast of Martin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, all day the cast of Martin. Okay. I'm still watching Martin right now. I'm never going to stop watching Martin. I've seen his episode about 10 times over. Okay.
Martin will make you laugh. They will make you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, the cast of Friday or the cast of House Party, the original House Party.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, we're talking about the original.
The original.
Mm-hmm. House Party.
House Party. Okay.
House Party. Can't nobody tell me they did not want to learn that dance routine in the kitchen when they was going against each other, okay?
Yes.
Hands down.
Okay.
All right. So the holidays are coming up. What is it? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. How does that look for King 79 Vodka? And how does it look for you personally?
I mean, I guess I never really gave it any, you know, true thought about that time because it doesn't fluctuate anything far as me. As far as, you know, business and campaigning and what I do, I kind of stick to my market, meaning I'm looking for the drinkers. I'm not really big on the holidays and what's fluctuating. Just give me the drinkers. So if I got to do more promos, I do more promos, but I don't really theme it out or anything like that.
Okay. Do you and your family have any type of family or holiday traditions that you want to share?
Actually, Actually, we don't. We don't. We're like, how do you say, we're more of a conscious type of what we, everything that we do and what we practice, we try to find out the background and the origins to things. And if it does not align with what we feel, you know, we don't participate. We don't knock anybody else.
Yeah,
I teach my kids to dig into stuff and see, why do we do this? Where did it come from? And that's a lot of how I'm raising what I call the royal family. We're thinking a little bit outside of the traditions of this America that we live in, or just the world, you know.
Yeah.
And things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. So I'm giving them both sides of the world to pick from right now.
I like that. Okay. That's
Me too.
What is your must-see TV show, or do you have a must-see TV show right now?
I really don't. I do not watch TV. Unless I'm watching Martin. Unless I'm, you know, sitting down at the end of the day. Yeah, my whole routine. I was just talking to my wife about this because she was like telling me how I need to relax a little bit and everything. But I'm just like, I've been like, look, I'm trying to build this for my kids, right? So So she has a couple of shows that she watched, you know, like Frasier and you know, Fresh Prince. We watch that, and we do at dinner time. We watch Fresh Prince and Martin and stuff with the kids. But
yeah,
I really do not watch TV unless I'm just done for the day and it's 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I may watch something to fall asleep. But
yeah,
do you ever go to the movies?
I do. I love the movies.
Oh,
and the last movie I seen was, I'll let y'all guess.
The Viola Davis movie?
Viola Davis. You know it.
Okay.
And I gotta go watch. I have to go see. We haven't seen it. I've heard that it was phenomenal. And I heard it was amazing.
I took my daughters. My son came too, of course. We all came. We went as a family. But I wanted my daughters to really see that. Like, look.
Okay.
Look at all this melanin. Look at this. Okay. That was the last movie that we saw. It was great.
All right. So, I mean, this question, I don't know. Would you ever go on a reality TV show solo or with your family or even a game show? If so, which one?
Yeah, I wouldn't do a reality TV show. I just wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But we actually were on the game show. We did Family Feud, me and my family. So
you did Family Feud?
We almost won that thing too.
Oh wow! I wish we could see it. Like, do you know the episode or?
I have to find the episode, but this is like a couple of years back. It still airs though because it was a good episode, and Steve Harvey, you know, got to meet him, and he was, loved our energy and everything. So he was like, man, this one's gonna be in rotation, and it has been. It's been like more than that. It's way before COVID, so maybe like 3-4 years ago we did this episode. Okay. But it's still airing like today. People still call me like, man, I know he was on Family Feud. It was me, my wife, my sister, my two sisters, and my brother-in-law. We were all on the episode.
Okay.
Acting. Okay.
And the Prevo family?
The Prevo family, yeah.
We're going to Google it and put a link.
If I find an episode before you do, I'll let you know what it is. I completely forgot about it. But yeah, we were on the game show.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this question is, I think this is an important question. What is the most important lesson that you want to teach or pass on to your kids and your future grandkids, you know, from this entire process?
Wow. So if you look on my bottle, at the bottom of the bottle where the lion is, you'll see a scroll that it does not have any words on it.
Okay.
You can see that. I know it's probably kind of hard right now, but
yeah, I see.
So at the bottom of that scroll has no words on it. And
okay.
What I'm teaching my kids, I hope that they will pass down to their kids, is no one can write your story but you, right? Mm-hmm. That's what that unwritten scroll means, that you tell your own story. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? How far you want to go? Don't let your skin or anything else limit you to what you can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am pushing that on my kids right now. And to think outside the box, don't do what everyone else is doing.
Right.
Don't do what the world is doing just because it's this or it's that. Like, no, find out, research, learn, and then you put yourself in a situation to where you're making your own decisions. And that is what I've been teaching my kids. Like, be leaders, you know.
I love that. Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that. I thought that I really like that. Really, really good. Ma, do you have any questions that you want to ask?
No, I don't have anything else. No, you've answered, you know, my number one question that I always ask, which is what would happen if I, you know, was invited to your home and what would I expect? What would you be proud of? And, you know, just what kind of vibe and atmosphere, you know, would it be? And you've answered that. And you said red carpet.
Y'all be family.
And we do our tastings and I wouldn't want to leave.
I'm telling you, y'all, especially the energy that I'm feeling now with you two on here. Like I'm loving this. This is what I was talking to you about earlier. Like I love the dialogue and the back and forth and just having this open conversation. It's just love, you know, it's all love right here. So when I get people like that in my area, my space and time, oh yeah. Okay. Y'all go through my TikToks and my Instagrams. So they like telling me, you need to just put your bottles on there and take pictures. I'm like, no, I want you to see my family when we playing Whiz together, when we cooking, when we laughing.
Uh-oh, you got her? Don't get her excited.
Oh, listen, we do a Whiz tournament every year.
Did I hear Whiz?
We do a Whiz tournament every year,
you
Naomi.
These young people, I'm surprised you said Whiz. These young people, they just only want to play spades. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? That's
a
dumbed-down version of Whiz.
That's what it is.
Trump always says, you wish put some in it.
I'm telling you, that's how we do it.
My whole family, we were whistologists. Oh, yeah.
We do it every year. We do it every year.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
So Clifford, you know, you were an amazing guest. You're just really sweet.
Thank you.
And, you know, thank you for just kind of opening up to us and telling us about your product. Before you go, can you please tell everyone where we can find King 79 Vodka and also what's next for you? Wow. And where do we follow you? All those things.
Okay, well, great. So, of course, I'm going to come with Atlanta. You come here to any major wine and liquor store here in Atlanta, Georgia. You can find me in Tony Wines and Local Vine and Lucky's and Georgia World of Beverage, all those big places, right? And if you don't see me in there, just ask for your boy. Ask for King 79. They will get me in there, right?
Okay.
And then in the Houston market, I'm going to pick up at this place called Quotes. It's a nice little lounge bar there. They're the first ones. Yeah, it's called Quotes.
Okay.
It's a Black-owned restaurant bar. Beautiful place. I just met with them about a couple weeks ago in Houston. They're going to take me on, and it's another store called M&T Liquors that is taking me on. So, like I said, we're still growing that Houston market, but you're in Atlanta.
Wonderful.
You can find me pretty much at any store there. So, what's next? I am going to come out with a nice tequila. I'm working on that right now. And I'm working on a whiskey. So I would love to come back when those things launch and they're to perfection and, you know, introduce them on your platform here. Okay. So that'd be next. I want to have a couple other brands coming out.
Okay.
King 79 Vodka on Instagram, King 79 Vodka on TikTok, and that's where you'll find me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Like I said,
thank you guys.
Of course, you've been an amazing guest, and everybody, you know,
and I feel like I've learned something. I'm gonna do the impurity test. Yes, I am. Do the impurity test, rub it together, and I'm also gonna put some shots in the refrigerator or freezer?
In the freezer.
Okay, because I haven't done that. So, and I'm going to do that as well. Yeah, okay, good.
So thank you, Clifford, and everybody, be safe. And thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
We enjoyed you.